2. All right, let's go ahead and pray before we get going. Dear Lord, we thank you so very much for this time that you've given to us. Thank you for this opportunity to come and gather here, read your word, worship you. Lord, I thank you for giving us that freedom, that opportunity. Lord, I just pray that you'd help us to be thankful for that freedom that we have and to honor and glorify you and praise you for it. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us. Thank you for loving us. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so 2 Samuel 22 here. This is some of the last words of David. David is getting near the end of his life. And the end of verse of chapter 22, let's start in verse 47. It says, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore." Now David is, this chapter, he is essentially taking the entire chapter here and praising God and thanking him for the deliverance that he's given to David throughout his life. There is, David got a lot of deliverance throughout his life. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Saul was not quite so bad at javelin throwing as David's experience made it seem. I mean, Saul didn't probably just throw a javelin at things and miss it multiple times, and David was on the receiving end of a couple of Saul's misses. But David had plenty of reason to be thankful to God and to praise him for his deliverance. But what I want to look at today is a couple words. So he says, "Therefore, in verse 50, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord." So that's pretty self-explanatory. He's giving thanks. He's showing gratitude to God. He is appreciating what God has done for him. He says, "God, thank you. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for getting to live my life in fellowship with you." David spent years and years of his life just writing psalms to God, praising and glorifying him and thanking him. And David got to experience that fellowship with him, and he appreciated that. God appreciated that fellowship with David. He ultimately ends up calling David a man after God's own heart. But David here is thanking God for his deliverance. He's taking the time here at the end of his life to say, "Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me." Now, as we go through life, there are so many things every day of our life, every minute of our life, essentially, that we can be thankful for. And it's easy to forget that. It's easy to, like, okay, this happened. Great. And we go on with our life. But it's like, wait, that's something that very easily could have not happened for me. That's something we could have not gotten so much from God that we have gotten, and we need to remember to be thankful for that. To say, "God, thank you for everything that you've done for me. Thank you for all the blessings that you've given to me. Thank you for the ultimate gift of salvation. so that we could have eternal life. So it's that thankfulness is just expressing gratitude to someone, specifically in this instance to God, but in our daily lives to the people around us. The expression of appreciation, gratitude, just thank you. Thank you for that. People enjoy and appreciate being thanked for things that they do. And frankly, if you are to do something for someone and they say thank you for that and appreciate you doing that for them, it gives us more of an incentive to do something else for them. If you do something for somebody, especially multiple times, and they never say thank you for it, you get to the point where it's like, well, why am I continuing to do anything for you? Fine, forget you. But that's kind of our flesh talking. But you know, but people appreciate that gratitude. God does too. It's like, hey, God has given us so much. Let's say thank you to him. Let's show that gratitude to him. So David is, in this verse, thanking God for his deliverance, for everything that he's done for him, thanking him for keeping him safe. Thank you. Thanking him for his fellowship, for his mercy. And then, if we keep reading, he says, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Now, praise, dictionary definition for praise, first two definitions, to express a favorable judgment of, and to glorify, especially by the attribution of perfections. Praise is simply telling God, you are wonderful. You are beyond our comprehension. You are perfect. You are holy. And we praise God by extolling the things about him that make him God and set him so far above us. And there's many different ways that we can praise God. We just sang hymns of praise to God. And it's showing that, giving that, as that put it, attribution of perfection to him. God is perfect. God is complete. He is everything. And there are so many different times throughout the Bible that God mentions praising God. David, over and over and over again through the Psalms, talks about praising God. Whether it's in song, whether it's just talking to him and just glorifying him. And that's something, God is worthy of our praise. No matter what, any praise that we can give God, he is worthy of it, and so much more than we could ever possibly do. So David mentions these two things. He says, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Now, there are 18 different times in the Bible that the word praise and thanks are used in the same verse. And there's David, counting this one here, uses it 11 different times of those 18. He's talking about praising and giving thanks to God. That combination of God, you are wonderful. You are amazing. You have done so much for me. Thank you for that. And that combination of praise and thanks that we can stack, essentially stack up and say, I can't possibly thank and praise you enough. And David throughout the Psalms, 10 different times, uses these together in the same verse, but over and over and over again, he mentions praising God, and then the next verse will be thanking God. Or I had that whole chapter where he says, there's something that's got multiple verses that says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks. Give thanks. And so many different psalms that are talking about praise our God. Praise the Lord. Praise Him with song. Praise Him with thanksgiving. And that, I think that is like the highest form of praise to God, is when we can praise Him with thanksgiving. We're essentially, like, one of the biggest forms of praise is thankfulness. You're praising God by thanking Him for the wonderful things that He's done for you, the sacrifice that He's made for us, the willingness to fellowship with us and to enjoy us. And God says, hey, that is what we should offer God. I want to look at a few of these verses that combine these together. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 31. We'll start at verse 1. This is talking about Hezekiah, under Hezekiah's reign. It says, now when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out to the cities of Judah and brake the images in pieces and cut down the groves and threw down the high places and the altars out of all Judah and Benjamin, in Ephraim also and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession, into their own cities. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. This is Israel coming back to God under Hezekiah's reign. And they come back to God, they break down all the images, they get everything cleaned up, they go back to their houses, their homes. And then Hezekiah sets up the priests, saying, all right, he set them up back after their courses so that there's continually people. And it was to minister, to give thanks, and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. To thank Him and praise Him for the wonderful things that He's done for them. Ezra chapter 3. Ezra 3, verse 10, it says, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good. For His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Again, we have this. This is a big deal for the children of Israel. They are laying the foundation of the temple after it had been destroyed. And there were many people before this time that were they didn't know if this was ever going to happen, or they sure weren't sure it was going to happen in their lifetime. There's a lot of people that didn't happen in their lifetime. But when they got when they were able to get the foundation of the temple of the Lord laid, it was a time of rejoicing. And when they did that, they said, all right, we're going to sing praises to God and give thanks to Him for what He's done. Because He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Again, that melding of praise and thanksgiving. Psalm 69. Just a couple of these from David here. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Again, he's praising and thanking God. Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalm 92, 1, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Say, hey, to give thanks and to praise God. That is a good thing for us. God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of our thanks. And again, it's easy to push it to the side, not think about it throughout our day. But it's something that we should try to get to the forefront of our mind, to praise and thank God for what He's done for us, to thank and praise Him for His mercy endureth forever. We would be nowhere without God's mercy. And God wants to hear our thanks and our praise. God wants to experience that with us. And David specifically, through his life, over and over again, praised and thanked God for His goodness, for His mercy, for this everything that He did for him. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It says, we're offering a sacrifice of praise to God. That, it says, to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. This verse here literally defines the sacrifice of praise to God as the giving of thanks from our mouth. When we give thanks to God, that is a definition of praise to Him. That's what God wants to hear from us. God wants that thankfulness. God wants that praise. He says, hey, I want to hear that song of praise, that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Verse 16, it says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. In the Old Testament, the Jews offered sacrifices of animals, sheep, goats, bullocks. And that's how God had it laid out for them. But for us, our sacrifices, the sacrifices that God wants from us, are the sacrifices of praise, the sacrifice of thanksgiving to His name. That is the those are the sacrifices that God is well pleased with. That's what God wants us to bring to Him. Our sacrifice of praise, our sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him, that we can come to Him and say, God, I'm nothing without You. I cannot accomplish anything with You. Without You, I would not be here. And I want to give You praise and thanks for that. I want to bring this before You and say, Here is my sacrifice to You, my sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to You. Thank You for what You've done for me. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for Your sacrifice for me. And because of Your sacrifice to me, I want to sacrifice the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to You. Let's look at Luke chapter 1. It's another instance of this praise and thanksgiving. Luke chapter 1. Let's start in verse 62. It's talking about Zacharias and Elizabeth and the birth of John the Baptist. Verse 62, it says, "And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, 'His name is John.' And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God." Now, in this instance here, Zacharias has been dumb for the last several months, and he's not been able to speak at all. And we finally get to the point where John is born, and they ask, "All right, what's his name going to be?" Zacharias writes, gets a tablet, writes it down, says, "His name is John." As soon as that happened, God loosed his lips, and the first thing he does is he praises God. That had been pent up in him for all these months, not being able to praise God. And if we as Christians, as children of God, if we are not praising God, if we are not giving that sacrifice of praise to God, it's going to build up in us, and it's going to take a lot to fight it down. It wants to come. God, the Spirit of God working in us wants us to let that praise out to God. Say, "God, I've got to praise and glorify and thank You for what You've done." And John here, or Zacharias here, was not able to do that. And it's like, as soon as his tongue was loose, he was praising God. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Here, God kind of gives a list of, hey, these are the things that we should think on. And each of these things, they are what gives God praise. And as we go through each day, the things that we need to think on, that we need to meditate on through the day, is we need to think about the things that will give God praise and glory, that we can look at and say, all right, this is something that God wants out of me. And it's easy to be busy through the day and not, it gets shoved to the back of our mind and we don't think about it. It says, hey, this is what I want you to think on. These are the things that will give me praise. To praise God. To thank Him for His mercy, for His grace, for the things that He's given to us. Let's look at Revelation chapter 19. Coming to the end of the Bible here, the end of this old earth. And Revelation chapter 19, let's start in verse 4. It says, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and then the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. At this time here, this is when God will get the praise that he deserves. That Jesus Christ will be honored, glorified, and we will be praising him to our utmost. And he is worthy of it. He is Almighty God. He is perfect. And he deserves our praise. Ultimately, when we get to heaven, we will be praising him, and there will be a perfect environment to give praise to God. It will be easy for us then. God would like us to do that for him now. To live our lives, to bring him praise and honor and glory, and to thank him for his mercies, for his goodness, and for his love for us. And as we go through our Christian life, try to keep that in the forefront of your mind. That let's give God praise and thanksgiving. Those are our sacrifices that God appreciates, that God wants from us. The sacrifice of praise, of thanksgiving, saying, God, you've done so much for me. You are wonderful. You are holy. You are just. You are righteous. You are perfect. And I want to thank and praise you for that. Thank you for who you are and what you are, and for everything that you've done for me. And I'm going to praise and glorify you for that. All right, and that's all. And any questions, comments?